由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to the second broadcast in our series, What Does Jesus Think?
欢迎你收听今次我们叫做耶稣想紧乜的系列信息的第二讲。
The series looks at the seven letters that Jesus sent to the churches in Revelation.
在这个系列里面，我们要看看启示录里面耶稣写给教会的七封书信。
And today I'm going to talk about what Jesus thinks about our suffering for him.
今天我想讲一下为主受苦这件事耶稣有什么看法。
There has always been a worldwide persecution and harassment of God's faithful children.
一直以来在世界各地，上帝忠心的儿女总是受到迫害和折磨。
And that is why the message of the resurrected Jesus to the church in Smyrna is a message for every believer.
因此复活的耶稣写给士妹拿教会的信息，也都是给着这个世界上每一个信徒的。
Every true believer in Christ should take this message into his or her heart.
每一个真心相信耶稣的人应该都将这一段信息记在心里面。
It is a message of comfort.
它是一段给人安慰的信息。
It is a message of strength.
它是一段给人力量的信息。
It is a message of hope.
它是一段给人希望的信息。
It is a message that is needed today.
它是一段今天我们正正需要的信息。
And will be even more desperately needed in the days to come.
而且将来是会更加迫切地需要的信息。
This is a message for students.
这段的信息是给学生的。
This is a message for workers.
这段信息是给工人的。
This is a message for preachers and teachers.
这段信息是给传道人、给教师的。
This is a message for all of us.
这段的信息是给我们所有人的。
Please listen to the words of the resurrected Jesus to the church in Smyrna.
请你听复活的耶稣讲给士妹拿教会的话语。
And it is found in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 2, verses 8 to 11.
我们可以在圣经那里启示录的第二章第八到十一节找到这段信息。你要写信给士妹拿教会的使者说，那位开始的、终结的、死过翻生的耶稣基督说，我知道你的患难和贫穷，但是实际上你是富足的。我知道你们被那些自称是犹太人的人诋毁，其实他们不是犹太人，而是撒旦的同党。你不用怕你将来要遇到的苦难，你看下，魔鬼要考验你们，将你们中间的一个人锁在监狱里面，让到你们受到试炼。你们一定会受到十日的苦难，你一定要至死忠心，我就会赐给你生命的冠冕。圣灵向各个教会所讲的说话，你有耳朵就应该听。所有得胜的人绝对是不会再受第二次死亡的灾害。
In our last broadcast, we saw that the church in Ephesus was a church that was biblically sound.
在上一次的节目里面，我们看到以弗所的教会在圣经真理上面的基础是很稳固的。
But they had lost their first love for Jesus.
但是他们失去了起初对耶稣的爱心。
The church in Smyrna is only one of two churches out of the seven that received no condemnation.
士每拿教会是七个教会当中没有受到谴责的两个教会之一。
Smyrna received no correction or rebuke.
士每拿教会是没有受到纠正和责备的。
Believers in Smyrna were hated because they were faithful.
士每拿的信徒是因为他们的忠诚而遭到人的憎恨。
And because they were hated, they were persecuted.
因为他们遭到人的憎恨，所以被迫害。
And because they were persecuted, they loved Jesus all the more.
而因为他们受到迫害，所以他们就更加爱耶稣。
Smyrna is the modern-day city of Izmir in Turkey.
士每拿其实在今天来讲呢，就是土耳其的伊兹密尔城。
It's about 35 miles north of Ephesus.
大概就在以弗所以北35英里。
This city was a great trading city.
这个城市是一个很大的贸易城市来的。
It was a beautiful city.
是一个很漂亮城市。
It was called the ornament of Asia.
它被称为亚洲的装饰品。
It was called the flower of Asia.
又被称为亚洲之花。
It was founded as a Greek colony back in 1000 BC.
在公元前1000年呢，是希腊的一个殖民地来的。
But about 600 BC, it was totally destroyed by the Lydians.
但是在公元前600年，它却被吕底亚人彻底这样毁坏了。
And it remained desolate for more than 400 years until the Romans rebuilt it in 195 BC.
直到罗马人在公元前195年重建翻士每拿，佢系被人荒废咗400年。
Because of this rebuilding, Smyrna became indebted to Rome.
因为呢一次嘅重建，士每拿变得好似欠咗罗马人嘅债咁样。
Smyrna became the very first city to build a temple to the goddess Roma in order to show their gratitude to Rome.
为了表达对罗马的感激之情，士每拿亦都成为了第一个起庙去供奉罗马的神像的城市。
In fact, they became more Roman than Romans.
事实上，士每拿人变得比罗马人更加罗马人。
They built temples for every god that they could think of.
他们为到任何一个他们想得起的神灵去设立庙宇。
Zeus.
宙斯啦。
Apollo.
阿波罗啦。
Aphrodite.
阿芙罗狄忒啦。
To mention just a few.
其实几个都是很少的，还有很多神明。
Why am I telling you all of this?
为什么我要讲这一切东西呢？
Because the very people who bowed down to every god that they could think of,
原来就是因为这些人去跪拜每一个他们想得起的神灵。
They were the same people who accused the worshippers of the one true god of being atheists.
亦都是这些人，他们去控告那个敬拜独一真神的人作为无神论的人。
My listening friend, when you understand this,You will understand that the devil has not changed his tactics in 2,000 years.
是，亲爱的听众朋友，如果你了解了这一切之后，你就会发现魔鬼在2,000年来他的技巧都没有变。
Many times unbelievers accuse Christians of unbelief.
今天有很多不信的人是控告基督徒是没有信仰。
Many times those who do not worship the one true God attack the worshippers of the one true God.
很多时候那些不去敬拜独一真神的人去攻击那些敬拜独一真神的人。
Well, think about this.
你可以想一下。
The most loving people on the face of the earth are accused of being hateful.
这个世界上面最有爱心的人被人指为是制造仇恨的人。
The most caring people on the face of the earth are accused of being unbelievers.
世界上面最关心其他人的人是被指控为没有信仰的人。
See, the devil had not changed his tactics.
你看看，是不是魔鬼的伎俩没有改变？
The devil did it in the city of Smyrna 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前在士每拿城，不就是这样做过？
And he does it today.
今日佢仲系咁样。
The devil is the father of lies and confusion.
魔鬼系谎言同埋混乱嘅祖先。
He creates confusion in the minds of the masses.
魔鬼喺群众嘅头脑里面制造混乱。
He confuses them so much that they can't distinguish between the truth and falsehood.
佢让到众人迷惑，以致分辨唔到乜嘢系真理，乜嘢系谬误。
But here's the good news.
但系有个好消息。
Jesus told the faithful believers in Smyrna the same thing that he says to the faithful believers today.
耶稣话俾每一个士妹拿里面忠实嘅信徒嘅话语，同样适用于今日我哋忠心嘅信徒。
I know.
耶稣话：我知道。
I know of your affliction.
我知道你嘅患难啊。
I know of your being falsely accused.
我知道你被人诬告啊。
I know of your being misunderstood.
我知道你被人误解。
I know of the price that you are paying for being faithful.
我知道你为到忠心所付出嘅代价。
常常感动着别人的爱。
What do you think the devil's purpose in using the non-Christians in Smyrna to persecute the faithful believers?
究竟魔鬼使用士妹拿未信耶稣的人去迫害那些忠心的基督徒有什么目的呢?
It is very simple.
很简单而已。
The devil wants to make the Christians afraid.
魔鬼想让基督徒害怕。
And when they become afraid, they are silenced.
而当基督徒感到惊的时候，他们就不出声了。
There is nothing the devil loves more than to silence the believer.
原来当基督徒不出声的时候，魔鬼就高兴了。
He wants believers to keep their mouths shut about Jesus.
魔鬼想让基督徒不开声讲耶稣。
If he can intimidate you into fear, he will silence you.
如果魔鬼能够威胁你，让你惊的话，他就可以让你不出声。
And that is why the risen Lord Jesus Christ begins his message to the believers in Smyrna by saying, I know.
所以复活的主耶稣基督给士妹拿信徒的信息里面，一开始就说我知道，我明白。
After Jesus saying, I know, he then immediately tells them that he is the first and the last.
当耶稣讲咗我知道我明白之后，佢就即刻讲俾士妹拿嘅信徒听话：我系头，我系尾啊
！The one who was dead and is now raised alive，
我死过，但系而家翻生啦。
And because of that, Jesus said, "Do not fear."
所以耶稣话唔使惊。
There is nothing that can frighten away fear more than the fact.Of who Jesus is.
没什么比耶稣是谁的事实更加能够吓走恐惧。
There is nothing that can banish fear like the power of the resurrected Jesus.
没什么比耶稣基督复活的大能更加能够驱散恐惧。
There is nothing that can replace fear with faith like knowing the power of Jesus.
没什么比了解耶稣的大能而产生的信心更加能够替代恐惧。
Nothing will give you confidence in the midst of trouble more than fully trusting in who Jesus is.
没什么比完全相信耶稣是主更加能够在困境里面给你信心。
The pagans told the faithful to burn incense to the image of Caesar.
异教徒让忠心的信徒去为凯撒的像焚香。
The Christians politely said, No, thanks.
基督徒很有礼貌地说不用了，麻烦。
The pagans told the faithful simply to add Jesus to all the other gods.
异教徒让忠心的信徒说、哎、你将耶稣摆埋去那些观音菩萨、啊、宙斯、啊、那些异教神一起就可以了。
And the Christians politely said, No way.
基督徒很有礼貌地说不得。
The pagans told the believers, you will lose your jobs.
异教徒会跟基督徒说你会没了个饭碗的你没工作的。
You will become poor.
你会变穷的。
You will become destitute.
你会变成缺乏的人的。
You will become an outsider.
你会变成局外人的。
You will lose your life.
你会失去你的生命的。
But the Christian said, do what you want.
但是基督徒说随便你吧。
Because Jesus said to us, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
因为耶稣说过给我们听，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加。
I am the beginning and the end.
我是头，我是尾。
I died, but I rose again.
我死过，但是现在翻生了。
I have power over death.
我有赢过死亡的能力。
I have power over your enemy.
我有力量战胜敌人。
And I have power over fear.
我有克服恐惧的能力。
Even the Jews who were supposed to believe in Jehovah God.
连犹太人他们本来应该相信耶和华上帝。
In order to save the skins, they turned on the Christians and handed the Christians over to their enemies.
但是为了救自己免受牵连，他们将基督徒交给敌人。
And that is why Jesus calls them the synagogue of Satan.
所以耶稣将他们称为是撒旦那个会堂里面的人来的。
That is why verse 9 of Revelation chapter 2 said,
因此启示录二章九节说，
I know the slander of those who say that they are Jews and they are not.
我知道有些人呢自称犹太人去诋毁你，其实他们不是犹太人，是撒旦的同党。
You know, my listening friend, there is a question that I have asked myself many times.
你知道吗，听众朋友，我有一个问题成日都问自己。
Why do some people, whether they claim to be religious or not, hate the gospel?
为什么有些人无论他声称自己有没有宗教信仰都会仇视福音呢？
Why do they hate the believers in the gospel?
点解佢哋会仇恨福音嘅信徒呢？
Why do they hate the person of Jesus Christ?
点解佢哋会仇视耶稣基督呢个人呢？
And I want to answer this question.
我好想回应呢个问题。
But I want to answer this question in our next broadcast.
但系我想同你去等到下一次节目嘅时候再回应。
So I hope that you'll tune in order to listen to the answer to the question.
所以希望你下次收听我们的节目，你就会听到答案了。送上给你 Victory in Jesus. 靠着主耶稣基督，我们必定能够得胜。靠着耶稣基督的爱，我们可以用爱将恨恶、将恐惧去打败。这个就是今日虽然信息比较短，但是内容仍然是非常充实。所以我们要记住，每一个信徒，虽然我们是被人去鄙视、被人去嫌弃、被人去觉得我们基督徒究竟在这里做什么呢，但是他们仇视耶稣基督，但是耶稣基督仍然是拥有最终的胜利，最终那个的得胜的权柄。所以各位听众朋友，不需要害怕，不需要害怕，靠着耶稣基督你就会能够得胜，靠着那份的爱你就能够去胜过这个世界。所以下次在我们的天路导向里面，我们会继续分享究竟啲人点解会仇视福音、仇视耶稣基督呢？咁喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，下次天路导向嘅时间再会。